Greece, the Menahel of the Yeshiva, Shlita, last week gave an overview of the issues that are important to deal with, to raise when we're discussing tefillah. He spoke about the importance of hachana, preparation. He spoke about kavana, to be focused on the content of that which we're saying, that our bakashos should be meaningful bakashos, and kavana of lifnei mi ata omed, the kavana of the context of tefillah, rachmana liba boy. I think probably all three points can be summed up in a short story that's told of Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damav, who, when he was in Branovich, once wasn't able to daven in the yeshiva because of health problems, and he davened in his home along with a minyan of students. And what the student who was the shliach tzibur was one who was not used to davening as a shliach tzibur in the yeshiva, and the pace of the tefillah was not that which Rav Elchanan Wasserman was used to. So after davening, he called over the young man who was the shliach tzibur and pointed out to him that the pasuk v'nastem ve'ein rodef etchem, that you're going to be running and no one's chasing you, is part of the tochacha. It's not part of the norm. I'd like to hone in on one aspect that Rav Ries mentioned. In the beginning of Parashas Bo, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Paro, and he asks him, Ad matai me'anta le'anos mipanai? How long do you refuse le'anot? Unkelus is metargem le'iskanoa. How long are you going to refuse to subjugate yourself to me? How long are you going to refuse to negate yourself before me? The Chovas HaLevavos points out that this is the essential character of tefillah, the essential perspective of tefillah. V'roi l'cha achi sheteda ki kavodasenu b'tefillah eina ki im klot ha'nefesh el ha'elokim, to unite our souls with the divine, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ukniyasa l'fanav, and to feel a total dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that in Siman Tzadi Gimel, the Machaber Paskins, based on the Gemara in Brachos, lo yamod lehispalel ela be'ema v'hachna'a. And then he continues a little later on in Siman Sadiches, yispalel derech tachanunim kerosh, like an oni, hamevakesh bapetach. That a person should view himself as being totally, totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he has needs, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can fulfill these needs that he has. Rav Shimshon Pinkus Zatzal, in his beautiful work Sharim B'Tfilah, says that if we're going to understand what does it mean, Kerosh HaMavakesh B'Pesach, we have to go back to Hilchos Matnos Aniyim of the Rambam to understand that really there are two types of Aniyim, and our halachic obligation to these Aniyim differ in terms of which Ani we're dealing with. If we open up Hilchos Matnos Aniyim to Perek Zayin, one of those aniyim is the ani hamachazer al hapsachim. He's the ani who goes from door to door, or in the Beis Medrash, would go from table to table. The halacha is, ein nizkakin lo lematana meruba. We don't empty our pockets for such an ani. Avol nosin lo matana mu'etas. Asur lahachzire ta ani shesha'al reikam. We shouldn't say we have nothing to give him. Afilu atanosen lo grogres achas. Give him even the equivalent of a raisin. Give him something, shenemar, al yashuv dach nichlam. That ani chas v'shalom is a human being. He has a tzelem elokim, chas v'shalom to embarrass him. But there's no need to go out of our way in terms of giving him a lot of money, because he's going from table to table. He's going from door to door. He'll be able to make up in another home that which he's not making by us. That's one ani. But then there's another ani in Halacha Gimel, who is the ani who only has one address. The ani comes to you and says, I'm only coming to you. I'm not going through the house. I'm not going from table to table. Lefima shechaser ha'ani, ata metzuva liten lo. Im ein lo ksus, if this ani needs clothing, mesach mechasim oso. Ein lo klei bayis, konim lo klei bayis. Ein lo isha, misiyin lo isha. Im hayesa isha, misiyin osa le'ish. And then the Rambam continues, quoting the Gemara, "Afilu haya darko shel zeho ani lirkav al sus ve'eved ratz lefanav ve'he'ni ve'yarad min hachasav." He was an ani ben tovim. Konin lo sus lirkav alav ve'eved larutz lefanav she'ne'emar dei machsaro asher yechsar lo. That for this ani mitzuva ata lahashrim chesrono. It's not enough to give him a dollar. It's not enough to give him a matana mu'etes. You have to fill in that which he needs. Ata mitzuve lahashlim chesrono. What if you don't have to imashlim chesrono? The Rambam says, okay, so you give him according to hesed yadcha. That's the concept of chomesh. It's the concept of ma'aser ksafim, etc. So you're limited by your own means, but me'ikar hadin, you're supposed to take care of all of his needs. Here, Apicus points out that when we speak of ourselves as the ani hamavakesh bapetach, we speak of ourselves in that latter category, in the category where we have one address, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not the ani hamachazer al hapsachim. Namely, in order to deal with an rasha mavakesh bapetach, the concept of hachna'a, there are two conditions. One condition is that we have to feel that we're an ani. We have to feel that we really, really have needs. That what we're asking for, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to us, he doesn't give us das, he doesn't give us good health, he doesn't give us parnasa, he doesn't give us the ability to grow, then we're lost. Then we have nothing. That's an ani. That's David HaMelech, tefila la'ani. David HaMelech said, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't fulfill that which I need, then I can't get anywhere. I'm totally, totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, re'ei ani v'chaltzeni. Ani v'evyon. Ani v'ko'ev. That feeling has to be our feeling if we're going to view ourselves as an ani. It has to be a real need. But secondly, and at least as important, that we're not the ani hamachazer al hapsachim. We don't have many addresses. We're only turning to one address. We only have one petach. Ha'ani hamavakesh ba'petach. We have nowhere else to turn. Like David HaMelech, he compared himself, im lo shivisi v'domamti nafshi, kigmur alei imo, like a newborn baby. When a newborn baby cries at night, he's crying to tell his mother, if you don't answer me, if you don't feed me, I'm going to die of starvation. No one else is going to take care of me. I have no way of getting food except via you. Or like Esther Hamalka, where we find that the pasuk says, Matosef Esther v'tadaber lefnei HaMelech, and we know that the HaMelech in Megillas Esther refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unless it says HaMelech HaChashverosh, Vatosef Esther v'tadaber lefnei HaMelech, Esther daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'tipo lefnei Raglav, that she fell prostrated in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bitul atzmi, hachna, ani hamavakesh bapetach, v'teith v'tiskanin lo, l'haviris ra'as haman, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can help Esther. No one else can help Esther. We can understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillos of Yesomim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers the tefillos of Almanos. Because a Yesom has nowhere else to turn. He has no father. He has no mother. An Almana has no husband. She has no one else to help her but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, im tzaok titzak elai. In other words, if the Yesom, if the Almana cry out to me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that they're coming, karash ha'omed bepesach, that they're coming to me because they have nowhere else to go. And that's, if our tefillah is going to be meaningful, it has to be that we turn ourselves into yesomim, ki aviv imi azavuni v'hashem yasfeni. That's the hachna'a that we're speaking about over here in terms of tefillah. Because if we have that hachna'a, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us deimach soro. If he was mitzava us, as a tzelem elokim, if he was mitzava us, as to be domet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu of giving day machsaro, so means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives day machsaro. But if we have a number of addresses, I need a loan. So, there's a banker. and then there is a gemach, and then there is my neighbor, and then there is my third cousin, and there's also a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Or I need a refuah, so I go onto the internet and I check what's doing on the internet, and then I go to a doctor, and then I go to my specialist, and I also go to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us the same as he gives anyone who's machazer al hapsachim. So we'll get that martana mu'etes. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be machlim. He wouldn't embarrass us by not giving us anything. But there's no need under such circumstances for day machsoro. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not chas v'shalom speaking over here as against hishtadlus. Barer that one needs hishtadlus. But hishtadlus is not an address. An address is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The doctor, the lawyer, the banker. They're shlichim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're shluchim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't go beyond their being shluchim of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the ani ha'omed b'pesach, the hachna'ah, has to be purely to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a black and white gemara in Nida and Daf Ayin. The gemara over there points out that harotze shiachkim, ma yase adam shiachkim. I want to be a Talmud Chacham. I want to, Baruch Hashem, I want to grow in learning. What should I do? So the gemara says, yarbe b'yeshiva v'yemait b'schara. I should turn my Torah into an ikar, and everything else should be tafel. I should do a Geder Hishtadlus. The Gemara continues, Harbei Asu Kein Velo Hoil Lahem Ela Yivakshu Mimi Shehachachma Shelo Sheneemar Hashem Yitein Chachma Mipivda Asu Sfuna. This isn't 50-50, 50% Hishtadlus and 50% Tfila. This is Tfila. Tfila does everything. Hashem Yitein Chachma. But B'tnai, Hashem Yitein Chachma, B'tnai that I do a Hishtadlus. B'tnai that I'm marbe b'yeshiva. B'tnai that I'm a ma'it b'schora. But the chachma is coming straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the pasuk says. Hashem yitain chachma. Mipiv da'asu sfuna. Who had in the Gemara then asked, ma yase odam v'yit asher? I want to be able to give a lot of tzedakah. I want to be able to help Klal Yisrael. I want to be an asher. What should I do? Yisa v'yitain b'emuna. I should do the proper hishtadlus. I should have integrity in my business practices. I harbe asu kein velo ho'ilu, ela yivakesh rachamim mimi sheha'osher shelo sheneemar li kesef li zahav. All of the wealth comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'tnai, in other words, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the address, but we need it tonight. We have to do a geder hishtadlus in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us de machzarenu. That's the concept of hachna'a. Karov Hashem l'chol karav. The kriya to a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to come from a point of emes. The emes is A, that we're anir, that we're totally dependent, that we have nothing independently. B, that we're dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we're ani ha'omed hamavakesh bapetach, that we have one address, a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we're turning to that one address, and only a Kadosh Baruch Hu can fulfill our needs. To call myself an ani, to call myself needy, to be a nichna to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to recognize my dependence, that's anava. Anava is recognizing that all of my talents, all of my potential, whatever I have, is a gift of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, to use it, that's my hishtadlus. But the talent itself, that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the ability to learn, that he gave me the ability to understand, that he gave me the ability to do whatever I can do in life, that's a reality. That's the kriya be'emes, and that's the real concept of anava. There's a very, very powerful targum on Sefer Mishlei. In Sefer Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech speaks in a very, very unflattering manner about a ba'al ga'ava, to'avas Hashem kol gevalev, to'avat Hashem. What's a to'eva in Aramaic? So the Targum Yonasan over there in Mishlei says, Merachte de kutshabrichu, Merachte de eloka, kol deram gavave. The Gva Hashem is a to'eva. He's rachok from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tfila is karov Hashem lechol karav. Tfila is a kurva to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't be a ba'al gaiva and be a mispalel. The two don't go hand in hand. If you think that you really don't need, or if you think you have a lot of addresses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu may be one of the addresses. Your own Seichel HaYosher is an address. Your father's an address. Your Rebbe is an address. You have a lot of addresses. That's a Baal Gaiva. A Baal Gaiva has a lot of addresses. We have an address book with one address in the address book. The address of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only address that we have for our tefillos. That's the concept of anava. Many times we find that we don't succeed in davening. We try, but we don't succeed. Our mind keeps wandering. That every time we try to concentrate, we find we can't concentrate. We can concentrate on biology, we can concentrate on football, we can concentrate on a million and one things, we can't concentrate on davening. Sometimes the problem is not the davening, but the problem is us. Namely, that we may be barking up the wrong tree. That we're trying to work on our kavana in the words of tefillah. But maybe the problem isn't in the words of tefillah. Maybe the problem is in the mispalel. Maybe the problem is in us, that we have the wrong perspective. That we feel we really, really don't need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we manage quite well. That we have a lot of addresses, that there's no hachna, there is gava. And if there's gava, then there's richuk. And if there's richuk, then of course my mind is going to wander. Of course I can't concentrate. It's like if I want to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, it's not enough that the korban itself be a tamim, that the korban itself be without a mum. I need also a kohen who's kasher. If I give a kohen who is pasul a korban without a mum, that korban's going to be pasul as well. So I can concentrate working on the words of davening, I'm going to concentrate, but if the mispalel, if the oved, tefillah is an avoda, an avoda is not just that you have a cheftza of avoda, you have a gavra of an oved. The cheftza of the avoda has to be without a mum, but the gavra of the oved has to be without a mum. So many times our problem in terms of concentration isn't that we don't know what we're supposed to say, but we have a problem. We as an oved are pasul because we don't have the anava, because we don't have the hachna'a. And if you don't have the hachna'a, one is not going to be able to concentrate properly on one's davening. It has to come from anava, it has to come from Rosh HaOmed BePesach, it has to come from the kniyah. This lechora is built into the whole structure of tefillah. Why does shevach precede bakasha? Because that sets up the dependency, that sets up the hachna'a. We're nichna to hakel, hagadol, hagibor, vahanora. We're nichna to machalkel chayim b'chesed. We're nichna to atakadosh v'shim hakadosh. First one is nichna, and then one can move over into bakasha. Hu hadin, in terms of the krios and the hishtachavaot, they serve as the bookends. It gives a symbolic meaning that we are vatipo lifnei hamelech, vatipo lifanov. In other words, the nefila, that kniya, that is the framework in which tefila is meaningful. And finally, there is also a halacha. And this halacha we're going to come now full circle. That if one goes back to Siman Tzadiches, where the Mechaber speaks about over there, that Yispalel derech tachanunim kerosh hamavakesh bepesach, the Mechaber adds one more word. U'benachat. Hatfila, again, Yispalel derech tachanunim kerosh hamavakesh bepesach, u'benachat. Slowly. That a person should daven by saying the words meaningfully. And the Mishnah Brura over here explains exactly what the connection is. Hamavakesh bepetach u'benachat, hu inyan echad. If one is davening with a sense of kniya, it has to be slow. Rotze lomar, shiyomra benachat b'loshon tachanunim k'misha mevakesh rachamim al atzmo. If we really feel like aniyim, if we really feel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our only address, so it doesn't go do 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 do. That's not the way that an ani speaks. That's not the way that someone need speaks. You want to express yourself. You want to be able that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see the sincerity. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Hu inyan echad rotzalom ha-shiyomra b'nachas v'loshon tachanunim k'mishem evakesh rachamim al atzmo. V'yosim elibo she'en biyad shum nivra malach mazal kochav l'malot she'loso ki'im biritzono yisbarach. Everything that we said is in this one line of Mishnah Berurah. That this is the ani ha'omei v'pesach. This is the hachna'a. This is the anava. It has to be able to express itself. If it expresses itself, then in Yirtzah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us dei chesrono. That which he asks us, he's mitzvah us to give an ani, that's what he'll give us. If Yitzhak Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should help us, give us a siyata d'shmaya to daven properly. V'yemalei kol mishal s'libeinu l'tovah.